Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Ryan McKenzie of the 134th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative McKenzie, welcome to this report to your constituents. The legislature has just passed some important legislation that will help disabled students who are graduating in Pennsylvania to get into the workforce. What are some of the details on this?
This is important legislation to help address the need for jobs and job training for individuals with disabilities. And the State House has unanimously approved legislation to help ensure young people with disabilities have the opportunity to become productive members of the workforce and gain independence. House Bill 400 would require the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation to facilitate the process of job and career development between local education agencies and employers to ensure the successful transition of high school students with disabilities into competitive employment situations. The bill would specifically require the Office of Vocational Rehabilitation to prepare students with disabilities for internships, on-the-job training, and full and part-time employment in an integrated work environment. It would also provide placement assistance and job coaching. The bill now goes to the governor's desk for his signature.
Also, there was some important legislation that's moved out of committee that might help to avoid some of the problems we had last year with getting funding out to schools.
That's correct. After the frustration of last year's budget impasse, the legislature is taking action, and lawmakers are working towards adoption of the 2016-17 state budget. At the same time, the House Education Committee voted this week to approve two bills designed to protect students and schools in the event of another budget impasse. House Bill 1159 would establish the Emergency Basic Education Subsidy Fund in the state treasury to allow schools to continue to receive funding based on the prior year's appropriation if a new budget is not enacted by August 15th of each calendar year. The bill is designed to prevent school districts from having to borrow funds or even shut their doors due to a lack of state funding. House Bill 1706 would require the Department of Education to provide funds for non-public schools for the purchase of non-reusable workbooks if a state budget is not enacted by July 15th of any calendar year. Both bills were sent to the full House for their consideration.
Also, we're just getting into the month of May, and you're starting to see a lot more motorcycles on the highways in Pennsylvania. And I understand that this is a month that there's a special emphasis on safety. What's going on here?
May is Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month, and PennDOT is offering these tips to help keep motorcyclists and all drivers safe on Pennsylvania's roads. Motorists should remember that motorcycles may be difficult to see and to check their mirrors and blind spots before changing lanes and at intersections. Other tips include always using turn signals before changing lanes or merging with traffic, and allowing at least 4 seconds following distance when following a motorcycle. Drivers should also respect a motorcycle as a full-size vehicle and allow a motorcyclist a full lane width to maneuver safely in all types of road conditions. Motorcyclists can do their part to help avoid crashes by wearing reflective clothing and putting reflective tape on their protective clothing and motorcycle. They can also use common sense by obeying all speed limits and allowing enough time to react to potentially dangerous situations. The Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program offers Pennsylvania residents with a motorcycle permit the opportunity to earn a motorcycle license or to refresh their skills through a variety of free training courses. For online information, you can visit the PA Motorcycle Safety Program website, and that's www.pamsp.com. Again, that's the Pennsylvania Motorcycle Safety Program at www.pamsp.com.
Representative McKenzie, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Ryan McKenzie.